Yes. So our team was on site. It was an interagency response team, including our law enforcement partners. We worked just part of the incident response team. What we do is we're working with the system administrators daily. We're informing them every day at the end of the day.
How many days did you inform them on a daily basis?
We were there for about 2 weeks. I'd have to go back and get the specific time frame.
So that's at least 10 reports that you've given them.
But we worked through the weekend, ma'am.
Through the weekend.
Yes.
So that's 14 reports that they were given asserting what their
the daily findings
were.
And they can change, so that's why we
And did you find something and did you give them ideas about what needed to be done?
Yes, we were able to discover that there was malicious malware present on the network, that there was compromised credentials specifically.
And how did that happen? How did those compromised credentials, what were the two areas that you found within their own system that should have been taken care of previously?
We found a lack of some security mechanisms that would have helped prevent this kind of intrusion, but because of the lack of logging, we weren't able to find the initial point of entry. We were able to find activity.
Can you talk
from
about
adversary.
That, the lack of logging? What is that?
There's a number of types of logs that we look at forensically that can help us piece together a picture of what's happened within your network.
And why weren't those there?
So there's a number of reasons. It's a risk decision, a risk-based decision. It can cost a lot of money depending on the volume.
It's a risk and a cost decision made by the company itself.
It can be because it can require quite a bit of storage associated with some of the kinds of
logs. So the government contractor that we hired to do government work for us decided that a risk and a cost decision on their part did not require them. They didn't put in the logins that were necessary to protect the system.
I can't answer that specifically. I can just give you some of the reasons I've seen that people are not continuing to have the historical logs because of the volume of data. You know, there's millions of NetFlow records that happen a day, and that does require quite a bit of storage. And
so the letter that was sent by USIS to Ranking Member Cummings, would you agree with the assertions that were made there?
No, I would not. We did provide them daily reports as well as a final findings report. We went over that with the team, and then we also provided a mitigation report, and I have documented evidence of all of that.